Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for January 2016. The new year will see the days slowly lengthening, but given clear skies there is plenty to view at night at this time of the year. One interesting note, on the 4th of January, the Earth will be at perihelion, or the closest point in its orbit around the Sun. Starting as always with the Moon, the new Moon this month will be on the 10th, followed 14 days later by the full Moon on the 24th. The Moon orbits the Earth in 28 days, so a lunar month is 2 or 3 days shorter than the calendar month. For this reason, cultures that adopt a lunar month will have 13 months in their year. Now onto the planets that are visible this month. The best time to see Mercury is around 4:30 p.m. in the evening, towards the start of the month, just after sunset. As always, be very careful if you use binoculars to look for it, in case the sun catches you unawares. It will be just about 7 degrees above the horizon in the southwest. Venus will still be shining brightly in the morning at the start of the month. It will be the very bright object visible just before sunrise in the south-southeast. Mars is still on view this month, and you will catch it about 22 degrees above the southern horizon around 7 a.m. at the end of the month. Jupiter is still magnificent to look at in the early morning at the end of the month. An obvious bright object reasonably high in the sky in the south. Binoculars on a tripod, or a small telescope if you have one, will give great views of the four Galilean moons, and possibly some of the stripes on the planet itself. If you have a reasonably high-powered telescope, and you can see the stripes, or give them the correct name, the belts and zones, see if you can see elongated dark spots within these belts. These are called barges, and there has been a lot of barge activity over the last few months. Also check out on the internet whether you might see the Great Red Spot, and when you can see it. The surface feature is a gigantic storm many times the size of the Earth that is dredging up red-coloured gases from deep inside Jupiter's gaseous atmosphere. Saturn is a morning sky object best seen around 6:30 a.m. towards the end of the month. Look out for the bright yellow object in the south-southeast at around 11 degrees above the horizon. The rings will be a magnificent sight in even a small telescope or binoculars. The only meteor shower this month is the Quadrantids, peaking around early morning on the 4th of January. The expected ZHR is around 120. Now, ZHR stands for zenithal hourly rate. This is simply a measure of the expected activity that you might be able to see if the radiant or apparent source of the meteor shower was directly overhead and there was perfect seeing conditions. Comet C2013 US 10 Catalina may prove to be a nice sight in binoculars or even the naked eye. It will be passing the handle of the plough throughout the month, best seen just after midnight, and with a magnitude of +4.5, it will make an excellent object to see both visually and through binoculars. And now into constellation watching. Orion is still magnificent in the east in the evening, moving to the south around midnight. Now let's use Orion to find Leo. Look at Orion, now turn 90 degrees to your left. Look for a backward question mark in the sky. This is the lion's head, and sometimes called the sickle. The bright star at the bottom of the sickle is called Regulus. To the left you will see a flat oblong of stars, with a fairly bright star, called Denebola, to the left as a point or tail. This is the lion's body. Now all you have to do is imagine a set of front and back paws. Going back to Orion, you can use the three stars of Orion's belt to find two interesting stars. Follow down to the left and you will find the brightest star in the night sky. This is called Sirius. Now track Orion's belt to the right and you'll come across the red star called Aldebaran, or the Eye of Taurus the Bull. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for over the coming month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, an astronomy magazine, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, another useful tool is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now. Listen out next month for February's highlights. Bye for now.